The Three Billy Goats Gruff. Welcome, children, to a new episode of Tall Tales for Sleepyheads. And what wonderful story do I bring to you today? It is one of the most loved and most famous stories of how the Three Billy Goats Gruff managed to cross the bridge and overcome the troll. Once upon a time, they lived on a hillside three billy goats whose name was Gruff. Winter had passed and the lean, hungry billy goats wanted to go to the green meadow on the other side of the valley so they could eat the juicy, tasty grass and grow fat over the summer. At the bottom of the valley was a cascading stream that they had to cross. Over the stream was a bridge. But under the bridge there lived a great ugly troll with eyes like big round saucers and a nose as long as a poker. The three billy goats, however, were very hungry and decided they had to somehow manage to cross the bridge. First of all went the youngest and smallest billy goat Gruff. Trip, 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 trip went the wooden bridge as the billy goat's hooves danced across it. "Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll from underneath the bridge.
"It's me, the tiniest billy goat Gruff," said the billy goat in a tiny voice.
"I'm going up the hillside to eat some juicy, tasty grass so I can grow fat."
"No, you are not," roared the troll, "because I am coming to gobble you up."
"Oh, please, don't eat me. I'm too little, I am," said the youngest billy goat Gruff. "If you wait a little while longer, the second billy goat Gruff will come along. He's much bigger than me and he can fill your stomach too."
"Bigger? Is he?" asked the hungry troll. "Well, be off with you then."
And the youngest billy goat Gruff tripped lightly across the bridge to the meadow. After a little while, the second billy goat Gruff decided to come along and cross the bridge. He was a medium-sized billy goat. That means, children, he was neither very small, neither was he very big. Trap, 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 trap went the wooden bridge as the second billy goat made his way across.
"Who's that trapping over my bridge?" roared the troll from underneath the bridge.
"It's me, the second billy goat Gruff," said the billy goat in a medium-sized voice.
"I'm going up the hillside to eat some juicy, tasty grass so I can grow fat."
"No, you are not," roared the troll. "I am coming to gobble you up."
"Oh, please, don't eat me. I'm only medium-sized, I am," said the second billy goat Gruff. "I will not fill your stomach. If you wait a little while longer, the third billy goat Gruff will come along. He's much bigger than me, and I think your stomach will be full with him."
"Bigger, is he?"
asked the hungry troll.
"Okay, well, be off with you then."
And the second billy goat Gruff trapped across the bridge to the meadow and started feeding on the green grass. Soon after, the third billy goat Gruff came along to cross the bridge. He was a very large billy goat. He had wonderful horns and he was neither tiny nor was he medium-sized. He was a big billy goat.
Tramp,
tramp, tramp, tramp went the wooden bridge as the third billy goat stomped across it.
"Who's that tramping over my bridge?"
roared the troll from underneath the bridge.
"It's me, the third billy goat Gruff," roared the billy goat in a very loud voice. "I'm going up the hillside to join my brothers to eat some juicy, tasty grass so I can grow fat."
"No,
you're not," roared the troll, jumping up onto the bridge. "I am coming to gobble you up."
"Well, come along then," said the third billy goat Gruff. "Just try." And you know what he did? He lowered his head and pointed his horns at the troll. And then he charged. And he charged with so much strength that the troll bounced into the air and landed on the bridge. The big billy goat then jumped onto the troll and stomped him with his big hoofs. Then he kicked out his hind legs and tossed the troll into the fast-flowing river below. The troll floated away, black and blue, and that was the last anyone ever saw of him. The three billy goats Gruff went up the hillside to the green meadow. There they ate some juicy, tasty grass until they were so fat that they could scarcely walk home again. And after that day, they went to the meadow on the opposite side of the valley whenever they wished. For you see, there was no longer any troll or anyone to bother them. Good night, children. Good night and sweet dreams.